All right, guys, welcome, welcome back to LSD. It's your girl, Sadia.
It's your girl, Irene Ali. What's up, guys?
I'd love to say that we missed you guys. We're trying to do better coming out in and putting our our episodes out at least once a week, twice a week, just depending on what's going on. We gave you guys a break for Thanksgiving, so happy Thanksgiving. And we're back with a special guest. We have a special guest in the building, and I could say he's a near and dear person to my heart. I went to high school with him, and I'm just going to let him introduce himself. Ladies and gentlemen, it is...
But of course, the one and only DJ Black, straight out of St. Thomas, straight out of Virgin Islands, you know what I mean? I don't go by many, many names, but Black is my favorite, you know what I mean? The bearded president, you know what I mean? Your girl's favorite DJ. Just doing it. Doing our thing. You know, with these lovely ladies here tonight.
Might say your all girl's right. favorite DJ, okay? So
you know what I mean? Your girl might not listen to most DJs, but I'm your girl's favorite DJ. And that's how it goes. Yeah.
Coming in very confident, I see. Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you know
what I mean? Like the Scorpio he is.
Yeah. Thin line between conceited and confident, but I happen to fall on the confident side. Yeah, be like that sometimes.
Okay. We're going to dive in. So topic and how we got here. How did we get on the topic for tonight?
Okay, I'm going to tell y'all what happened and why I had to get him on. Mainly because a couple of weeks ago, we had on the Clubhouse room, Do men need to like the woman a little bit more than the woman likes the guy in order for the relationship to work holistically, right? And I got this very interesting inbox, like, no, that's toxic. So what we want to do is provide the male perspective on why they don't necessarily think that that'll work out for their best interest. So that's why Black's on here, because Black wants to give the male perspective and give the brothers a voice on the LSD podcast or in the LSD world. So tell us why that won't work out, Black. Tell us why it's a no. Because we will tell you honestly, why it's yes.
Listen, I like to play the devil advocate real quick and tell you that it's a no, definitely. Because you see, when it comes to like relationships and stuff like that, it's simple. If a guy I've known from experience, because I've been on both sides of like the perspective of it. And when a guy likes a girl more than the girl actually likes the guy, she tends to honestly take advantage of it. I'm gonna be honest with you. She goes, because like ladies like ladies like a guy that could take control, and like a guy that's really like sturdy with his. But now anytime a guy likes a girl entirely too much or more than the girl likes the guy, automatically, it like to me, the woman to say it's not exciting for them, because it's like, okay, you're like, yeah, he ain't giving me no spontaneous nothing, because it's always gonna be the same. Like, oh yeah, he loving on me. As much as women say they like it that when a guy loves up on them, but yeah, nah, it's not gonna work. Usually, I'm the guy that girl cheats on, the guy that likes them too much. Yeah.
So. Oh God. Okay. Okay. So when you ended on that note, I feel like I gotta be a little bit more gentle. So let me be gentler. No, but my question on Irene. So wouldn't say it again?
I'm gonna give you a full 100. I'm gonna give it to you like the way it is.
Gotcha. Yeah. I wouldn't want any other way. So here's my thing. Wouldn't you say that it's the same for both sexes? Because when I hear you speaking, I have definitely been one of those people that has been really into somebody and invested and in pursuit, so to speak, in comparison to they were. And the same thing you were saying, like being up on top of them, I'm getting your heart broken, all that shit. Like I've definitely been there. And I've heard men say the same thing. I've heard females say the same thing.
Yeah. But you see, with that saying, I'm being honest with you. Like, women are confused. Women don't know what they want. I honestly feel women just want toxic and they just need toxic. You know, I don't care what they say. They just need toxic. as
define
much as
define toxic.
Okay. You would be in a situation where there's a guy, there's a girl, right? And then there will be this guy that likes the girl extremely, like he just loves the shit out of her. But she wouldn't really be more for coming to the guy that loves the shit out of her more than the guy that's actually, I would want to say, the popular dude, the guy that everybody wants and everything like that. Because at the end of the day, like I say, some women just needs a little toxic in their life. You know what I mean?
So are you saying some or are you saying all?
I would say most, 75 to 80%. Like,
okay.
Think about it like this here, right? Toxic relationship lasts longer than mutually loved relationship. I'm being honest.
You will cut this shit out immediately tonight. Like, you're not gonna do
I'm telling you. Every woman wants to be loved on like Russell Wilson, but they really and truly want a future in their life.
Okay, so, no. Listen, hold on now. Okay, so we've had this discussion. And it's like, I think what we call it is like the hybrid. So I want a gentleman. I want someone that respects me. I want, you don't know me and you can say, oh, okay, or whatever. And that's fine, Mr. Scorpio guy. But that's cool. But for me personally, I like someone who is aggressive, but still gentle in bed. And mm-hmm. same thing when it comes to personality and stuff like that. So yeah, you can talk to me, you can know how to speak with me, but then if I'm getting out of order, I would like you to respectfully check me. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So I think the people that like toxicity, and you could agree to disagree or whatever, and let me know what your thoughts are the people that are toxic in themselves. It doesn't mean that everybody is toxic and we have different levels that we're at. So could it be that maybe the women that you have come, and don't take this as a dagger, this is a genuine question, the women that you have come in contact with that you would say really like this toxicity, is something within yourself that's attracting that?
Oh, no. He looks like he likes to argue too.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
I like to get my point across and then leave the room. I get my point across, I leave the room. I leave you there. Never mind. But no, I don't like arguments. I don't like arguments at all. But honestly,
I think he's okay with arguments that lead to a rough sex.
I don't know who would not.
Pretty
be.
Much.
I'm just saying.
See,
like, that's not toxic. You know I mean?
Like
adrenaline rush. Right? Shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's like bungee jumping. That's like skydiving. Like real talk. Like me, in an argument, I will push the little buttons that I know I could push. I'm gonna push the little buttons that I know I could push. That I know at the end of the argument is like a firm grab, like, yo, come in. And it's like, yeah,
we get okay, it. Daddy.
You know what I mean? We ain't getting to the argument to the point where it's like, oh man, like, yo, somebody call the police. No, we're never getting to that level. You know what I mean? We're never
getting to that clarity.
But we're gonna get to the level where it's like, yeah, like what Kevin Gates would say? Yeah, I know I could be a little toxic, but you don't love the fuck over here. You know what I mean? Like, I'm up to that. I'm with that all day, every day. But nah, okay. I really don't like to argue. But if I know the argument could lead into someplace real nice,
some warm buns. That's what
that's exactly what I'm talking about.
I think it's also like women liking assertive men who know what they want, and for me, my personality is very like, you know, and I don't want to come across but I need you to not run from the either, because you know, as I said, in my everyday life, in my everyday job, I kind of tell people what to do. I'm not trying to come home and tell this man what to do either. Like, do you like it right there, honey? Do you like it when I squeeze your neck? No.
That's weird. That's a little uncomfortable.
That's definitely the other way. Like, if I have to be in a relationship with somebody and they do that, like, I'm definitely not going to be in that relationship too long. Yes. At all. You know what I mean? I'm definitely not gonna be in that relationship too long at all.
So rounding it back to the topic, do you think that when we say that men need to like the woman a little bit more, do you think that it's like because men need to be the initiators of the I like first, because then the woman kind of already knows the man is interested? Because sometimes I think when women pursue men, it's like you don't know if he's interested yet. So you're throwing it in and you're like, all right, I'm ready to go. And you don't even know if that guy likes you. Hold on, sis. Like, relax. Just let him come to you. He's going to show you.
I'm going to be honest with you, right? Nowadays, like the traditional way is not traditional anymore. Like before, back in the day, like when like the traditional way was like a man will come up to a woman, he will court her, he will show her his interests, and like they'll go on like small little dates and stuff like that, and everything. Like those traditional ways are done with, because honestly, as much as people might want to say like the men is what got rid of those traditional ways, it's not actually the men that got rid of those traditional ways. It's actually the women that got rid of those traditional ways, because there is no such thing as a traditional woman anymore. You know what I mean? 99% of all women that you do meet, they like back in the day, women used to be virgins, women used to be kept quiet, women used to be sheltered, women used to be like obedient and everything like that, and so on and so forth. But nowadays, like women are not those types anymore. Like women more try and go out there and get the world on their own. They try and get the world for themselves. You know what I mean? Like in the traditional, the boss ladies, the boss women. I really don't like to call women bitches, but you know what I mean? The boss bitches and stuff like that. So now when you actually look at men now of liking, it's like the men honestly don't know if a woman really likes them anyway, or if they genuinely come in for 100%, because they got more gold diggers out there than they do actual women that's really with you, that would be in your corner, that would support you and everything like that. So, and nowadays, like, women measure a guy by what he could do for her. Like, if you can't buy me that Birkin, you less of a man. You can't buy me that red bottoms, you're less of a man. If you can't buy me none of those stuff, you're less of a man. Mm-hmm. When in all actuality, it's like, women want traditional men, but women are themselves are not traditional anymore. So how do a guy go about knowing that, okay, do she really like me for me, or she like me for the car I pulled up in, or she like me for what I could actually provide for her and stuff like that?
Yep.
So
do you think that the issue is also the fact that, you know, a lot of our grandparents were getting married like right out of high school? Right. So now these women are going to college. These women are, when you're meeting these women, they're 30 years old and they're in their mid 30s, and she has already established a life for herself. So, and I know in my situation, in my case, it's like, okay, I don't need you to match me everywhere, but I, however, need you to at least give me a lifestyle that I've already provided for myself. And if you can't do that, then it's like, why are you here?
You said the key thing. You're establishing yourself. So me, I wouldn't want any woman to have to lower their standards and for anybody once they set themselves up as like their standards and everything like that. But now, most of the women that's out there right now, they're not set up. They're not established. You know what I mean? I always had this saying, you can't downplay me for something you yourself can't afford. You understand what I'm saying? So like with women that's established, and say like, hey, listen, I'm established, I have my degree, and I'm expecting the guy to put forth this type of effort. I'm expecting a guy to do this. I'm expecting a guy to open the door for me. I'm expecting a guy to court me. I'm expecting a guy to treat me like an equal. I'm expecting a guy to do all those stuff. That's no problem. But now when certain women come up and they're not bringing absolutely nothing to the table, they're not even bringing the tablecloth. They're not bringing nothing to the table. And they're trying to, and they're trying to establish like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're not doing this, yeah, you can't have a conversation with me. Now there's some guys that's actually doing good for themselves, and the woman actually is not interested. Because what he could provide, she will make herself interested. You know what I mean?
Like, well, I feel Irene had something.
I'm listening. I'm digesting. I'm trying to make sure I can give you room to speak. I could process what you're saying. So, like, some of the things that came to mind when you were speaking, I'm not gonna lie, some of the things that you mentioned in terms of what a man would do towards a woman was more of that like chivalry type stuff, like opening the door and all that. I think, right. So my thing is, why is it, regardless of where the woman is in terms of being established, don't you think that all women deserve that? Regardless?
Yeah. Listen, all women deserve that. All women deserve a guy that would be chivalrous. All women deserve a guy that could provide. All women could deserve that. All women deserve that. But what I'm saying is, right, some of these women actually, realistically speaking, don't deserve that.
Let me say this.
A woman should have that. But do all women deserve that? No.
Correct. That's a good answer.
That's what it is. No woman should go to, like, honestly, I don't watch it like this. Anybody that you have to provide for outside of what you're doing, it's called a dependent.
Correct.
You know what I mean? It could be a woman taking care of a guy. He's now her dependent. Once he's not providing and he's not pulling his fair share and his fair weight, he's a dependent. Okay. And vice versa. You know what I mean? Some of these women come with real dependent vibes.
They feel obligated to provide for them.
Like I was watching something on the internet the other day where a girl says, because she has a pretty face and a fat ass, that means this guy is supposed to give her the wall. I'm like, wow, when did we go from understandable back in the days, men were taking their wives off of looks alone. It wasn't nothing. Like back in the days, I'm talking like the 16th century, 17th century, 18th century. Yep. They were picking these females off of just the looks alone. You know what I mean? And I'm saying in my head, like, yo, right now, we've gone back to those days. But back in those days where the woman was actually quiet and wasn't really asking for nothing, these actually have a voice, and they're saying, "You gotta be living in your own house. You gotta be driving your own car. You gotta be doing this. You gotta be doing that." Trust me, those are goals every man should have. But there's sometimes they call diamond in a rough. Mm-hmm. Some guys, they don't get to peak their potential till late. You know what I mean? And at the time when the woman do realize that the guy is here now making his money and so on and so forth, right now, like, yeah, you owe me this because I have a fat ass. And that's crazy to me. That's definitely crazy.
I think to say that, especially nowadays when half of the asses ain't real, no offense, you know. But
exactly.
From that perspective. Let me make a disclaimer. No, and I had a reason for saying it. So I'm not trying to bash the woman that got her body done. But what I'm trying to identify is the woman that is using the body that she got done as leverage for what she deserves. That is really shallow. But my thing is, like, when I think back to, like you said, it flipped. And here's how I think flipped. back in the day, I don't only think that it was the physical appearance they were going after. You were, and we just, I just had this conversation, which is crazy. Men would look for someone who complemented their kingdom so they can be a power couple together. Yeah. Now, they would be beautiful. Don't get me wrong. They would be the fair looking woman, but they would have certain skills and they would be approved within the community and their family base and all of this stuff. Nowadays it's crazy because you ain't got none of that shit. And I get where you're coming from 100% because it's like, well, I look good and I did my thing and I deserve this, but you don't have certain skill sets, whether it be through family, how to take care of someone or whatever, financially and stuff like that, but they expect the world. So I feel you 100% on that. I really do.
And they feel they look good like fuck. Like, shout out to Toronto.
And that's all that matters. Oh yeah, shout out to Tina. Looking good like fuck is all that matters, when in reality it's shallow. Like, what do you have to offer?
When a lot of men also are bringing a lot to the table too, and just what you are, like I tell people all the time, a man will leave you quicker because your attitude sucks. And he will leave a 10 because their attitude sucks, and he will go to a 7 who's a little more cooperative than the 100% 10, because the 7 is just like, hey, had a great day today. How was your day? She's a little more cooperative. She's a little more peaceful. She's a little more easier to get along with than it is to have the quote unquote bad bitch by your side, who's just an absolute headache across the board.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, that's a thing where, like, I wouldn't want, they wanted to quote it as angry black women, but that's not angry black women. That's angry women in a whole. Anytime a woman feel like a guy downgrades from her, and like she, like they get, like ladies get crazy when that happens. But realistically speaking, like what you said, like a guy would have this, like, and it's so crazy. A guy would date a woman that's established. Like, let's make a reference. Like, she'll be a lawyer, got her own law practice, and she could provide for herself. She could take care of herself. But guess what? At the end of the day, if a man has a wife, and I'm not saying that you got to downgrade your wife, like, oh yeah, she need to be in the kitchen cooking and cleaning, she need to be barefoot and pregnant, I'm not saying none of that. But at the end of the day, right, me as your husband, I will always keep up with my duties. But when a woman falls short of her duties, it'll be crazy where it's like, you would have somebody that you just met like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they will get you completely to the point where it's like, hey, I know you, did you eat there? And so on and so forth. And like the women that actually have the position of like wife and stuff like that, like you go like months and she wouldn't even ask you if you eat. Like, yo, miss, I used to weigh 225. I'm 198 now. All my ribs are showing. There's a reason why my ribs are showing.
Like, we don't need you having no more wives like that, okay? We need to get you a better wife.
Right. That's what you got.
Wait, if you're married right now, that is not too heavy. But I mean, they shouldn't be going with all that time, and they don't know what's going on with you. You eating or not? I'm just saying.
Exactly. Like because at the point of the time, I had to tell people straight up. When it comes to relationship, I personally feel wholeheartedly, a relationship is based off of a woman's timeline nowadays. I'm gonna explain it. Like, you'll never hear a man say like, yo, listen, I've been with this woman for like 5 years and I feel like she's wasting my time. You'll never hear a man say that.
Well, I feel like there has to be a part to this.
Listen, you'll never hear say like, yo, man, I've been with this woman for like a year and I feel like she's wasting my time. You know what I mean? Like, she ain't showing me the necessary stuff needed for me to make her a wife. Like you'll never hear that, but you'll always hear a woman say, oh, we've been together for a year and he hasn't proposed yet. Like, what makes you think in a year that man is ready in a year? But like I say, it's based off of a woman's timeline. Because let me show you this, right? The first time a man and a woman ever had sex based off of whose timeline?
Well, they always say women give access to sex, men give access to relationships. So that, like, and I know we're a couple minutes shy of getting ready to wrap it up because we're hitting like our 30-minute mark. So we're definitely gonna have a part two to this. You're not gonna get away scot-free. So here's the thing.
I heard
that men bench women that they know will hang around simply because he doesn't want her to be available to someone else. So quickly, in like a 30-second or a minute span, can you speak to that from a male's perspective really quick before we wrap up? Because that's my last question to you.
What's mine is mine, and don't ever forget it.
I know you lying. I know you.
Now we started. Hold on. We started this conversation. Matter of fact, we have this whole discussion because he says something was toxic, and so I'm going to say that is very toxic.
We're gonna close the book. It is. You're toxic as I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie.
I know you lying.
But
did you hear the confidence in his chest when he said it?
Oh my god. Yeah.
Like, you told me speak on it. I'm gonna speak on it. So you're like, yeah, that's where most men mind will be. What's mine is mine, and don't ever forget it.
So you're going to bench her to keep her away from other dudes, but you know gonna well you're not trying to come to that relationship. Go ahead, Irene. Sorry.
I have this to say, and this is why I think, and I'm not gonna be sexist here, right? I think that it's really important that this is reciprocated across the board between facts, male and female, because then you end up with a situation like this where a chick is being benched, and I'm not okay with that. Yes, I'm just saying.
We become the water girls on the team.
Let me just put it out there. I do not do that, but
Wait, the man said what's mine is mine.
Perspective.
DJ Black said what's mine is mine.
No, but I can tell you where
to on record, like we're recording this.
Like, people are gonna hear this. Okay, we got like 1 minute down. What are your final thoughts, DJ Black, for the topic that we're having?
My final thoughts is this, right? It gotta be a mutual agreement. Like, yeah, if the guy likes the girl a little bit more, it makes you women confident that, like, okay, yeah, you really into me. But sometimes it just gotta be mutual. And I feel our relationships should be mutual. What I bring to the table, you bring to the table. Match my energy. Okay. You know what I mean? Match my energy, match my freakiness, match my adventurousness, match my energy.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. No, I agree. Just
match it.
I agree.
We agree. We could come to an agreement. You have made it up. It's okay. We ain't gonna go down your neck anymore.
Yeah, but still, what's mine is mine. And don't.
Oh my god. Ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Black on here with LSD, just talking up. Please look forward to session two, because it's not over. He's not getting away scot-free.
But it was good talking to you. We're happy to have you on.
Yes.
Even though you know what's yours is yours.
LSD is mine.
Oh my god.
We're gonna leave it there. Agreed. Agreed.
Agreed.
Agreed. All right.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
No problem. Okay. Bye.